the last episode, I talked about games that you could play in 5 minutes or less with few materials like dice or cards. Today's episode is games that you can play anywhere with absolutely no materials. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. Often people aren't really sure how to talk to kids about math or how to talk to kids about math in a way that grows connections between numbers and their relationship to each other. So these games are perfect for that and, like I said, require absolutely no materials. The first game is called Clap the Number. So in this one, you say a number, for example, 3, and then your child would count and clap once for each number that they count. If they're still learning to count and learning the number sequence, you can do it together. As they get better, they can do it on their own, and you can increase the number range or how many you're asking them to count. The next game is called Guess My Number, and this is where they really start to think about numbers in relation to each other. So you think of a number, and then your child has to guess what it is. So you might say, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10, and your child might say 7, and you as the grown-up can give a clue to help them get closer to the number that you're thinking of. So if they guess 7, you could say, oh, it's higher than 7. So they'd have to think which numbers are higher than 7. So they might give you 10. But if that wasn't your number, you'd say, oh no, it's lower than 10. And they might say 8. And if 8 is the number, then they've got it and you can go again. And as they get better at it, you can have them think of a number and they give you the clues. So then they're the ones really thinking about, is it less than or greater than the number that you guessed, to be able to figure out what the number is. The next game is called What's Missing. So you'll give a sequence of numbers and you would say 4, blank, 6. So they have to think about which number comes in between 4 and 6. So they might do something like start counting from 1, or they'll be able to start counting from 3 and find that missing number. So what you're really trying to see is what strategy are they using to figure out what the number is, and you can encourage them either way. And if you want to give them a bit of a challenge, you could go backwards. So instead of saying 4, blank, 6, you might say 6, blank, 4, and then they have to count backwards to figure that out, which is more challenging than counting forwards. So that would be something I would suggest. If they're pretty familiar with the number sequence forwards, you can start to go backwards. And if you really want a challenge, you can start to consider which number sequences are a challenge for your child. So in kindergarten, they're supposed to be able to count pretty high, sometimes counting all the way to 100, but there might be some areas that are tripping them up. Like the teen numbers can be really tricky, like 11, 12, 13, because it doesn't follow the same pattern, or they're able to follow the number sequence, so they might start counting from 1, get to 27, 28, 29, and then forget which number comes next in the decade. In that case, you might want to try giving them counting sequences, but that are the 10. So 10, blank, 30, so they'd have to think about which number comes between 10 and 30 if you're counting by 10s, and that helps them remember which numbers are in the decade, and then when they're counting by 1, they can get higher because they remember what those numbers are. The next game is called I Spy Shapes, and that's a great way to get your children to recognize shapes in the real world or the attributes of shapes or what makes that shape special. So you might say something like, I spy a shape that's round. So they might have to think about, ooh, which shapes look like a circle, and then pick the ones that might look like a circle. Or you could say something that it reminds you of. So you could say, I spy a shape that looks like a pizza. And they'd have to look for a shape that might be round like a pizza, or if you're thinking more a pizza slice, they might be looking for a triangle. And you can go both ways. You can use the things that make the shape special. So you might say, I spy a shape that has 3 sides, and then they'd have to say what the name of that shape is, or something that you're looking at based on the shapes that are in it. So you might say, I spy something that has 3 circles in it, and the circles are red, yellow, and green. And then they'd guess a traffic light. And you can take turns, so you can describe a shape to them, and they can describe a shape to you. The last game is called Keep on Counting. So in this game, you're just taking turns counting to see how high you can get. So the first player would say 1, the second player would say 2, then it goes back to the first player and they say 3, or however many players there are. It doesn't have to be just two people, and you can see how high you can get. You can start by saying, let's get to 10, and then take turns getting to 10. And as they get better, you can have your goal higher. So let's get to 20, let's get to 30. You can also skip count. So let's count to 100 by 10. Then the players would say 10, 20, 30, until you get to 100. I will have all of these games written out so you can refer back to it in a blog post in the show notes. Or if you're looking for more games that you can play with no materials or maybe few materials like dice or cards, that whole collection will be linked in the show notes as well. Which game are you going to try first?